This is the closing market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone right now with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today to kick off this week?
A lot of volatility. Hard to say what's coming next with this war. The news over the weekend was pretty significant, and it's impacted the markets today. In the weekend, the peace talks fell through in Pakistan. As a result, President Trump is proposed blockading the Straits of Hormuz. China gets all their crude oil, most of their crude oil from Iran, and that means they would not get any. They weren't happy about that, so that might have impacted the U.S.-China relations. Iran has threatened to retaliate blockade by missile and drone attacks on other Persian Gulf ports. The two-week ceasefire is still in effect. And this blockade may delay the war's end. It may delay the China-U.S. Summit supposed to be in Beijing in mid-May. So it's just hard to say. Initially, the crude was up quite a bit. It was up at one time about $8 or $9. Now it's only up $2.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
May corn down 0.75 cents at 4.40 1/4. December new crop down 1 1/4 at 4.71 even. May soybeans down 13.5 at 11.62 1/4. November new crop down 8 even at 11.49 3/4. On the Merck, April live cattle down $1.12 at 2.50.65. April feeders up 32 cents at 3.74.47. May lean hogs down 67 cents at 94.85. And that's been a check of the closing market prices here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith reporting.